Thanks for coming by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is Brother Clint, and it's Sunday afternoon. Brother Freedom's here, and several are here, and we're just thankful for the goodness of God and His wonderful love, the wonderful Holy Spirit. We're so glad that Jesus died for our sins, that we could have eternal life. The Lord is wonderful. We hope you have a great day, and we hope you listen to this message, because it's going to be a blessing to you. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom and the listeners and those who are here. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this wonderful day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you will always stay the same. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not. Even though we change constantly, it seems like you never change. You're always there. We praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for that wonderful sacrifice of your special son, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for coming, giving your life that we might live. We thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for that peace. We thank you for that healing, that strength from heaven. Oh, Lord, when we lost that, give that heavy load back to you, and that weight of sin was on us so heavy that you took it from off of us. Give us a new start, a new hope, a new direction. Your word declares any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, a new creature. All things pass away, behold, all things become new, and we thank you for that. We thank that you become real. We thank you that your everlasting favor is upon us this day, and we praise you this day. We thank you. We know that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And Father, we know that we're made in your image and your likeness, and our feelings come from you this day. And we pray that you inspire your people in a mighty way this day. Help those that are cast down. Help those that are struggling through life itself. Give them the joy of the Lord, if that might be their strength. Father, give them that overflow of your blessing this day. Oh, the joy of the Lord, Father, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, we pray that you'll put this in your people this day. The people that hear this day, I pray that they'll be full of the joy of the Lord. I pray that they'll be filled with the joy of the Lord this day. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be all glory, to God be all praise, to God be all honor. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. I was asked to pray this morning. I went visiting, and while I was process of praying, I've seen this in about a situation that took place about, I think must be 35 years, close to 35 years ago, quite a long time ago. But this customer had bought a V8 Caterpillar from the dealership that I worked for, and he took it down to his ranch and had a pretty good size creek that went through his ground, and he was trying to, that's what he bought it for, to clean out the channel for the creek. And so he had just started working with it, and he probably only worked maybe a half a day, and it stopped. So he was really upset. He was very, very charismatic in his feelings. He's very, saying what he thought and all those things. He was very, knew what he meant, knew what how his mind was telling him. And so when I got there, he said, sometimes people in that kind of condition don't say the best words either. You know, they're sort of misfit words. So, but you hear these things and you understand where they're at. And here he bought this machine, and here it failed him just in a few hours. And he thought the world had dropped in on him. But the Holy Spirit, with God's help, I just knew very shortly that he'd run out of fuel. But the hard thing was getting fuel back into the cab. And then getting into it, then they had to get some tools to bleed it out. All this had to be done through about 3 to 4 foot barrier. I think it's probably 4 foot deep. It really, and the water was pretty cold. The springtime of the year, and it was pretty cold and running. So a lot of hindrances getting this machine back to running. And there's only one way you're going to do it. You're going to just face it and go out and face the water and carry fuel. You know, it's a real parallel of what life is about, because we can run out of spiritual fuel and we're really going to stop. You know, we can get people to pray for us. I was thinking about that this morning. We can get all the helps of God. But Caterpillar made this machine, but there was nothing to help this machine that Cat had. That's where we are. See, nothing's going to help us, only the Spirit of the Lord. Because God, even through Jesus says, it's needful that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. When He has come, He reproved this world. And I truly believe He is that extra degree of help that we need in His last days. The Bible says we're perilous times are here. And truly, I believe we're facing things that we're struggling and things that were never this hard years ago. The powers of darkness have crept in and we're being overtaken with wrong thoughts, with wrongdoings, with our minds are so occupied by so many different things in our productive life and just work field. We got to take in a lot. We hear a lot of bad things come in just standing the job. And I truly believe that we're working and ministering to a time that's very crucial, very hard, just like that V8 was. It was out in a spot. When it ran out of fuel, it was shut down. And there was no easy way, wasn't an easy way to get that fuel. Now, if it's up on the floor, it's supposed to be parked at. If you'd have filled it up the night before, like it should be every time or in so many hours, you should fuel up. It's real easy. You just stop. You generally have a place and you just run the fuel in the tank, fill it up. You don't have to worry about bleeding it. You just take off and you go around and do this cycle every day and every day. But this is not done, not maintained. Then you find yourself out in this creek. There's a saying, up the creek without a paddle. And they was up the creek, and I mean, we didn't have no paddles. I mean, it was serious. That water was cold. It wasn't like warm water. It was really ice cold water. And his temper was a little bit up high too. So there's a lot of things that are working against us. And life is the same way. When we have these moments of a certain outburst of troubles, when we need help, that's when we need to be in tune with the Lord. He is our strength. He is our rock. He is our power. Our source comes from Him. You abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall, not might, shall be done. It's not no might to it. It shall be. You can have that confidence within you, that faith. It will be done. Like that machine, I knew I had the faith in that machine that when I was going to put fuel in that tank, it was going to run with some bleeding out. And it did. We have to maintain faith in our hearts always. But we really need to have that fueling every day from the Spirit of God. We need to have that input, that overflow of God's Spirit, that we know that we're not coming to a place of exhausting all the fuel we have and find ourselves like out in the middle of the ocean with no fuel. We can get ourselves in a place that is hard to get to. And we would find in that place, I thought about that, He had a place that was very hard to get to. I think of my, as I remember, it might have ruined my shoes because it was so bad. It was so, there was silt, there was everything done, and that we had to carry it. I was in better condition than I could now, and I had to go to the hospital. But then I made it okay. I put some wrenches in my pocket, and the next trip, the first trip I got fuel, the next trip, when going back to get more, I got wrenches in my pocket where I could bleed it out. But it wouldn't, I think we had to make about 3 trips to get enough fuel in to where we could get it. Because I think the cat was setting a little bit slope then. And so we had to get extra fuel in to get it rolling. Well, that's the way it is in life. You know, we have these problems. And one problem just compounds the other problem. You know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he makes it as hard upon us that he can get it for us. He makes us where we really hurt, where we squirm, where we're fainting, we're coming to a place of just caving in, we're going to quit. But see, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. And we need to realize that we all face problems. We all face disappointments. We all face disasters. We all face things in this life we don't know. But we have to be ready in case something happens our way, that we're ready. Like a lady last night asked me, she said, she wanted me to pray for her that she could go someplace and do this work. I asked her, why do you want to go do it? Well, I just don't want to do it. And I said, well, what do you want to do it? Well, she said, I'm going to get close to the Lord if I do that. See, that's the wrong motives. We need to be close to the Lord to be able to move out. And if we go out and build the church first, and then I say, well, I'm going to build this church house out here, about a lot of people coming into my church, and after I get the church built, then I'm going to take time and get out here, and I'm going to pray through, I'm going to seek God, and I got the cart before the horse. That God, before I go pursue in the place of building a church, the calling has to be within me. And also His leadership has to be in with me. And the things have to be worked out through faith and all these particles of life that sometimes we overlook in the process of doing something for the Lord. Maybe God doesn't even want me to do that. But if I'm steadfast and so high-minded in myself, I've seen, bless their hearts, I've seen pastors this way. They was going to be a church, and they was going to be the leader. But I'm saying, I don't truly believe it always coincides what God wants. God wants the anointing to come from Him to go out. I heard this morning, too, about Jonah and Nineveh. Well, see, Nineveh was a city that God had really spoken about many times, that He wanted Nineveh to get right. But Nineveh had sin. And so Jonah was supposed to go. God told Jonah, says, you go to Nineveh. And Jonah, on the way out, gets these feelings like sometimes we get, we didn't want, because he knew if he went to preaching, he had to get right with God. Got to clean up your mess. God would have done that, but he should have said, hey, I need to take some time, Lord, and get registered with you first. So what he did, he took the way of escape that many of us do. We just quit and we exit away from where God wants us to take on by Him. See, he ordained Jonah to go to Nineveh. There Jonah, he fled to Tarsus out there in the sea, and pretty soon the sea gives out. There's a big angry storm that comes in, which God's enabled to make storms. Now He gave this great big huge fish that could swallow Jonah up. And yet in the bottom of that fish, there's going to be a prayer meeting that's going on. And see, that's what that prayer meeting goes on, should go on before we even start these adventures. But God had it arranged after He had that prayer meeting, God said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. But see, you can still see there was something in Jonah's heart that wasn't right. Sometimes we pray and we don't see God seeing the end results before the starting. And when we do these ministries, we really need to seek God that our bases are all covered by the Spirit of God. We got to keep this fuel tank full of fuel at all times. And doing that, we've got to seek God. We have to pray. It says, call to me. See, one of the requirements is we're to call upon the Lord. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. We never know totally where God sends us. We walk by faith, so we take that first step. This is the way if we're doing it right. We take the first step, and then we're in a place of waiting again, and we said, Lord, then we had learned to wait upon the Lord. And that's how we're led by the Spirit of God. And there's no other fashion that we can actually do God's work. I don't care big congregation or little congregation or just one individuals. We all come the same way. We wait upon the Lord. Lean not in thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from iniquity. God will help us through life, storms of life. It says, perilous times shall come where men shall be lovers of self, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, all these things happening to all of us. And that's why we need to have a spiritual full fuel tank full of the Holy Spirit. We just say God's Spirit. We want to be full of God's Spirit. Don't we want to be full of God's Spirit? I want to be full of God's Spirit. But I don't mind saying the Holy Ghost either. But some people, they're a little bit squeamish in that, so let's say they can just make it easy on people. You want to be full of God's Spirit. In God's Spirit, there's love, there's joy, there's peace. And the one that I'm going to really say now, contentment. You know, are really content in whatever state we're in? You know, when I was laying in that bed last year, a year ago today, I was content. And I didn't know how I would do it, but I can say that was one hurdle that I did, and God let me know I was content. God took me home then. I was ready. I'm not that content now as I was then. See, our moods can change as days go by. You know, we can be full of the Lord today, and tomorrow we're sad, we're in despair, we're thinking no one loves me. We can all these, Satan hits us on our side that we're not protecting it. He comes in our backside, hits us, and knocks us down, and we're, before we can get up, he's hitting us from the other side. We must realize that he's against every one of us. He's against everything that we do. Now, he was against Jonah. He's against Nineveh. But God, in God's picture up here, he says, I've got to get all these characters in this to get Nineveh right. That's where we are. God has to put us in certain segments where we energize and work through him that things happen. Just by you being there, things start happening. You don't realize because knowledge puffed up. So we get puffed up sometimes. No, God keeps us in a modest way. We have no in part. We prophesy in part only. We don't know the farther out. We know just enough to get us going. We have to, it's like momentum. God keeps us in his momentum, and as we take one step, he helps to take another step. Then we take another. That we momentum is brought through him. Our legs move with his. We move, he moves. And that's the way it is. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Who comes? Eli, the Lord is renewing my strength right now. The renewing of the Holy Ghost is so glory. It's so impartial. It's so beneficial. It's so mighty. It's so glorious. It takes away the heavy burden. It takes away the casualties that come in life's storms without the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is so real, so wonderful, so makes you justified by him. Oh, hallelujah. You can't feel justified no other way, but he makes you feel worthy when you're not worthy. I am no good thing, but he is all good thing. And that's why we're complete in him. We're incomplete in ourselves. Now, that man that had that piece of equipment, he was really incomplete at that time, but he had to get help. And I happen to be the one that can help him. And that's what we are in life. God will even send people, the right people to us, and we can be that person who reaches out. But all this is done in the surroundings of God's corporation, his power. We're not just out here in doing things. No, we're led always by the Spirit. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew, makes right their strength. And they shall mount up with what? Wings of eagles. They'll run, not be worried. They'll walk and not be faint. Boy, you know, walking when you're not faint. Boy, that's supernatural because, you know, I get tired anymore when I go for long periods of time. I find out that I'm sort of weary. But God keeps us, all ye come to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest. That blessed rest in your soul. That peace that surrounds you, that joy, that unspeakable power from heaven, that there's no other that replaces what God has for us. That cat cannot run on. I could go pour that water up out of that creek, and I would ruin it unless God made a miracle. I could go out and put gasoline in it, wouldn't help it. It'd probably burn it up. There's things that we can do in the natural that God only has one solution. We need the solution in every state, so in every particle. That's why I get amazed. We need to let the Spirit, because the Spirit lets you know what you have to have and what you need to have. You'll find this in life, and you start following the Spirit, that God knows such a way before you. He'll lead you and not let you fall. He'll help you to arrive above a pedestal that you cannot even come up to within yourself. He'll help you to achieve where he wishes for you. You know, when we overachieve, we have a tendency to want to brag. We want to put ourselves up on a thing and see our egos come up here, and when we're in this area, then God's not well pleased with us. Humility is part of coming in the Lord. And when we get to the Lord, then we have to learn to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that we might exalt us in due time, casting all our cares. It says, humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. God will not force us, dear brothers and sisters, out there wherever you are, to humble yourself. You have to learn to walk humbly before our God. It's in the Word of God. Humbly walk before God. We might walk humbly He cannot stand. He does not use show-offs. He wants us to walk humbly when we are led of the Spirit. God's Spirit is here to not to scold us, but to uplift us, to uphold us, to make us powerful in the day that we're living in. We're living in hard times, but remember this, God is greater than what you face. Greater is He that's within you than He that's in the world. Anytime that you meet the force, God's got a, that's how equipment runs. You got a 300 horse engine, it means it's got enough of force to push 300 horse. But you put, if it hits a 400, it'll kill that engine. Because it's 400, it gets 300. But you put a 500 horse, and that 300 horse, that's only phase that 500 horse engine. That's where we are spiritually. God always motivates a greater power, a greater overlap. You, what you call overlap is that's having a spare particle that's able to take any shocks. You know, when you get shock loads, it means there's a, that you take the testings on it, where it had 200, the times it may get up 300 horsepower. But you have the Spirit of God, you have enough overlap to hold it. And that's what the Spirit is. God moves the way, same way that equipment actually runs. The same powerful way that motivates great airplanes. The thrust. You know, a mighty airplane, they have to be fueled. When they fuel in the air, they have to be fueled in the air. And that's what we, sometimes we have to be fueled in a situation where there's no stopping. Because we need that fueling sometimes in the daytime or find ourselves at work. But God will even refuel you there on your job. He'll refuel you right where you are that you need that extra strength. He'll give it to you. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under. Oh, God, I've even come up with those under it. You know, and I see these people trying to get, you know, people need help. But they don't use the tactics of the Spirit. They do everything around. They use even prayer. They use all the things they do. But the Spirit of God will do what we can't do. He comes in there to make, it says we don't know even how to pray for as we ought. Therefore the Spirit makes groanings which gotta be uttered. He that searches the heart knoweth the mind of the Spirit and maketh intercession according to the will of God. Isn't that wonderful? God can touch us in a mighty way that we might be refreshed, that we might walk in His holiness, we might walk in His commandments, we might walk in a just way to satisfy not just ourselves, but those around us, that we might be a blessing, that we can actually be a blessing where we are, that our light will so shine, so brilliant in this last days, whether it's darkness every place, it says that your light will shine. Oh, hallelujah. In Thessalonians, I think it says that we're to let our light shine brilliantly. And it's hard for a light to shine when like the storm at the end of the night. But God wants us to shine in the storms all the time. That we'll shine when everything else is all dark. When everything else is all troubles. God is our source. He's our help. We need to stay full fueled up in the Lord. If we stay fueled, God will make us ready. We don't have to worry about the days that come ahead of us. If we stay fueled up, we're ready. You're all fueled up. That's all you need to do is put the fuel in it. The rest of it will take care of itself. We worry about some of these things. No, God will take care of you. Just keep it in fuel. And our fuel is seeking God. Allowing Him to fill our cavity in the sense that so that we know when we're empty. We know when we're feeling at not right sync. There's times when we're just not really fitting in the life itself. But God has a way of calming us in the storm. He's got a way of satisfying us to make us worthy to incorporate His love upon us so we might be a blessing wherever we go. You know, there's so many people that really don't know that we can be a blessing. I was thinking about the gym, where I go to the gym and how I thank God for some of these people. I know there's some ladies there, and this has to be from the Lord. But a lot of times I don't remember my water, but there's some that will share their water with me. That's something that not very many people do, because you don't want to drink from nobody. But I mean, the love of God is what I'm trying to get. It moves on the hearts of people. You know, with God, you know it's love. You can start seeing God move in people when you know it has to be God. Man comes to me and says, will you pray for me? And I said, yes. He says, you probably don't know who I am. And I said, no, I don't know who you are. He told me who his brother was. And I said, well, I know your brother. He says, well, I knew you'd pray for me. And I said, well, we'll do it right now. So where we are, God has a place for us that we might shine. That we might be that one that's out there. You know, I worked years ago. Well, one day the Lord says, I'll go to this welding shop. Once you stop in, I didn't need no caulking, acetylene or nothing else. But the Lord just told me to go in there. There's going to be a lady. And she's going to put her hand in the door. She had her hand in the door. And I was going to go up and befriend her. So I did. Sure enough, she silent. She was just saying bad little words. And I said, you know, I just come here to help you. And it sort of melted her. In closing, I'm going to tell about a story that happened a few years back. And it touched me. I was working in this little bitty shop out of town. And it was just a real quaint little shop. It was nothing like it to work for in prior part of my life. But it was just a shop. Had this one lady that come in there. She's about in her 80s. And she just come in and eat the place up. Boy, when she left, you could tell everything was just, oh man, you knew she was there. I can't start praying about it. I said, Lord, I said, touch her in a mighty way. See, there's openings for us to pray. We don't have to say a word to the person. Just start praying for them. But God will always help you in these kind of situations where you don't know. Things together make how we work for the Lord. So I started praying for her, and one day she come in. Lord, Holy Spirit says, tell her to have a good day when she leaves. So I said, lady, we wish you a good day. What'd you say, man? I says, have a good day. No one ever tells me I have a good day. See, God knew exactly what she's going to have to touch her. Exactly. I could have said, you know, you need to know the Lord. She says, I'm bug off. Or she did something like that. But when God knew exactly what the words is going to touch her, and she went back, and she come back about 30 minutes later, says, what did you tell me? I said, have a good day. She just slams the door the next time, leaves, and she comes back the next day, and I said, have a good day. And she says, I perceive that as a man of God. And I said, no, I'm not nothing. I said, I don't claim to be anything. I said, I do know the Lord, but I'm not nothing special. I want you to know that. She says, well, would you pray for me? And I said, if you'll come back at lunchtime, I'll pray for you. I said, I didn't feel right for praying while I'm working. But I said, tomorrow afternoon when I eat lunch, I said, you come back and I'll pray for you. It'll be my delight. So she came back and I prayed for her. Something touched her very powerfully. I've never seen these happen things in church like this. I've seen some, but something supernaturally hit her. She said, I'm not the same. And she went home. She came back the next day. She says, my life's wholly changed. He says, when you prayed for me, and when you said those first words, she said, it was what God had. She says, well, as a little girl, I used to love the Lord. I used to go to Sunday school. But all these years, I've got away from God totally. But God knew exactly through you to tell me those, when you said, have a good day, that just touched me. He says, now I'll bring my grandson by. I'm going to tell him. So she brought her grandson by about a week later, and she told her grandson, you know, since her life had been changed. She was back on fire for the Lord. She said she had rejuvenated herself. I knew it was a supernatural, but it started by first me starting to pray for her. Everybody hear me? When you pray out there for someone, realize it's not just you praying, because God is using you praying for the situation. There's going to be some changes made, and you're going to put diesel fuel in that tank, or spiritual fuel in that tank, and you're going to put fuel in your tank also in doing it. And that's the way you stay fueled up. The more you exercise, now it's getting back to another message. The Lord told me today that you have to exercise to get well. There can come a time in your life that you're not going to go, no, you can't pray. You just got to, in the exercise, you've got to starting a little bit like walking. Just take a little step at a time. You got to do that spiritually too. I'm going to take a little time. Pretty soon you're going to start walking again. We got to exercise spiritually every day. You've got to walk every day to stay alive. We've got to spiritually seek God every day. He made us that way. We can't just stop. We got to keep going on. We got to keep having done all to stand. We have to keep standing in the Lord. Be ye strong, Lord, in the power of might. We might put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against principalities, against spiritual wickedness, high places, all these things. God wants us to be strong in Him. Building up His most holy faith, praying in the Spirit of God. God wants us alive and well in Him. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I pray that you'll get your fuel tank filled this day with spiritual food. I pray the blessing to be upon you in the wonderful name of Jesus right before you are. You'll be on fire for God. You'll be a blessing that you'll walk in His counsel and His direction in Jesus' wonderful name. Bless your people in a mighty way. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We pray for that one that needs that healing touch this day. Whatever the need is, we pray that you'll meet their needs. And we pray if you want more, you call into my brother and he will talk to you, whatever you need, and we'll get back to you through prayer, whatever it needs. And we pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be all glory, to God be all praise. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you.